And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation, and it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations presents the Eternal Light program, which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Today's program, A New Beginning, was written by Rhea Weinstein.
Good morning, Lucia, my dear. Any mail today?
An airmail from Israel, from Marek.
Well, what does that brother of yours have to say?
His wife is expecting another baby.
Another baby? Yes. Congratulations. Marek has plenty of family these days, even if he has to create it himself.
Well, thank God for that. He'll never be lonely again. More coffee, Vilek? What was that? Yes or no?
So many years married, and my wife still does not understand me.
Who could understand you mumbling behind a newspaper?
Lovers should be able to communicate without words. More coffee, please.
Lovers don't read newspapers at breakfast.
That's true. Reading the newspaper at breakfast is an artifice created by husbands in self-defense.
Is it so hard to face the day with me?
Lucia, darling, are you serious about this?
Well, a little.
Then I won't read any more. I'll put it away right now. And listen to this. Fernwald is closing.
Camp Fernwald is closing?
Yes, here it is. The American Joint Distribution Committee announces that the last remaining camp for Jewish displaced persons is about to be closed by the Bavarian government.
I didn't realize that there were any camps still in existence. Only 10 years, and it sounds like ancient history.
Some people have forgotten that whole era of DP camps. The purpose they served, the people they saved and healed and fed and clothed and educated. Hundreds of thousands of them.
Where did they all go, I wonder?
Where did they all go, those displaced persons? After the war, most people wanted to go home. Just to go home as quickly as possible. But what of the Jews? To what home could they return? Home was the scene of pillage and plunder, of violent death. Home was enemy territory forever, for as long as one lived or could remember.
Vilek, how far is Fernwald from Landsberg?
The camp where we met? Not far, I would say 20 or 30 miles.
Marek walked it.
Yes, he did walk it, didn't he? Well, it was worth it. He found what he was looking for.
Oh, we were lucky.
All three of us. He found his sister and he found me, a wonderful wife.
You were so good to him. You and Abrasha.
He was only a boy in desperate need of a family. Very emotional.
Yes, he was always emotional.
More than once, I had to wake him out of nightmares. One in particular kept repeating. Wake up. Marek, wake up.
What? Oh.
You were crying in your sleep.
Thanks for waking me. I was dreaming.
Yes, I gathered.
We were hiding behind some chimneys on a neighbor's roof, listening for the Nazis. My parents and I and my sister Lucia.
Marek, that is all in the past. It is finished, I tell you. You must look to the future. You are a free man.
I don't feel it. Look at this number on my arm. The shadow of many deaths hangs over me. And we are still in a camp.
Yes, it is a camp. But we are housed and clothed and fed. We are organized. In unity there is strength. Remember that. Together we can accomplish a great deal. While we wait to be admitted to other countries, we can use our time constructively. The Jews of all the world are helping us.
I don't want charity. I want to study and work and stand on my own feet.
It isn't charity. It is an act of faith. When did you get back? Did you find anyone you knew in Kovno?
No one of my family.
I'm sorry to hear it.
Vilek, I am a survivor.
We are all survivors. Sieris Hapletov. Remnants of a people.
There will be no one with whom to talk of youth and home. My roots have been cut.
You will sink new roots. That is nature's way, and it is the way of God. A man sends down roots wherever he walks.
Why did it happen? What has it taught us?
That we are still savages, my friend. We have a long way to go.
You are right. Excuse me for sleeping in your bed, Vilek. I was so tired when I got back, and I found a stranger asleep in my bed.
Here you are. Why aren't you at the concert? Hello, Malik. When did you get back? Come downstairs. There is a girl from Lvov with a most beautiful voice.
Well, it must be something special. Abrasa is really excited.
Oh, I have some good news. We found some type, some Hebrew type, in an attic in Munich.
Wonderful. What about newsprint?
We have a promise from an UNRWA official. We will have newsprint. Don't worry about that. Meanwhile, we will hand-print a bulletin and put it on the wall. Why don't you write one of your poems for us, Marek, eh?
For your newspaper? Well, you are joking. Poetry is for educated people.
Poems are for the heart, Not for the intellect, my friend.
I am not even sure I speak correctly.
Sometimes those who cannot speak can sing.
Of what can I sing, Vilek?
Of spring, man, of spring.
Of home, Marek.
Of the future.
Brasha, you sound like a man with a full stomach.
Oh, you are hungry.
We'll get something at the canteen.
But I have no money left.
Who needs money? You are among friends. Come, let's go.
She reminds me a little of Lucia.
Your sister?
Yes. I found no trace of her. No evidence that she is alive.
And did you find any evidence that she might be dead?
No, I didn't.
Well, then.
Abrasha is right. The Jewish population of Europe is in motion. Every day, new people wander in and out of here. One of these days, you'll hear about her. Now, come, let's find you something to eat.
Wait, she's going to sing again.
You are hungry. Come.
Vilek, what's going on in that room across the hall?
The Zionists are welcoming the Sabbath.
Zionists? Here?
The Jewish Brigade from Palestine has done a great job of propaganda. They go from camp to camp, organizing Zionist cells, establishing Hebrew schools in kibbutzim, teaching agriculture. Did you know they have a kibbutz on Julius Streicher's estate?
A kibbutz on Julius Streicher's estate?
Ironic, isn't it?
They are preparing themselves for life in Palestine.
Palestine. Another dream.
It is not a dream, Mark. History will say of these people that when the darkness befell us, they lighted candles in the wilderness. They led the way.
And proclaimed liberty throughout the land.
Wait a moment, listen.
And the inhabitants.
I think they are reading from Isaiah.
Prepare ye in the wilderness the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. O thou that tellest good tidings to Zion, get thee up into the high mountain. O thou that tellest good tidings to Jerusalem, lift up thy voice with strength. I will make darkness light before them, and crooked places straight. I will bring the blind by a way that they know not.
I have never read Isaiah. It's beautiful.
Nobody in that wilderness prepared harder than Abrasha. In his heart, he knew there would be an Israel someday.
What a man. What a dear, wonderful man.
Be careful. Everything you say will be held against you. I prefer to believe the best man won.
Abrashov was not just a man. He was an experience.
I can't be jealous of Abrashov. I loved him, too. He was the moving spirit of the camp.
Good morning, good morning. I thought you were going to sleep all day.
Not so loud, please. I haven't had coffee yet.
The sun is shining. It's a beautiful day.
Please, Abrashov, it's not yet 8 o'clock.
I feel like singing.
Sing at the risk of your life.
Here comes Marek. Hello, sleepwalker.
How long have you been up? Was that you I heard singing with the birds?
You are too healthy, Abrashov. It is not aesthetic.
The health is up here, my friend, in my head. Attitude, that's the secret. Attitude. Hurry and finish your breakfast. We have work to do. This afternoon, we write the bulletin, but this morning, we get our physical examination at the clinic.
What about helping me with my chemistry? I have only a week to prepare for the qualifying examination.
Now, don't worry. We'll help you. In 2 years, I guarantee you'll be a pharmacist.
2 years? In times like these, 2 years?
Marek, you'll have a profession with the help of God.
And ORT and the Joint Distribution Committee.
I hope so. What are your plans, Vilek? What will you be?
What I've always been, a history professor.
Palestine. That is the place for intellectuals. That is where I am going.
What will you do there?
A delicate question. Abrashov will give advice.
Thank you. Advice giver. That is the most revered profession of all.
And how will you get to Palestine, Abrashov? Will you swim?
Like everyone else, I suppose. 95% of all displaced persons want to go to Palestine. If possible, we will go legally. If necessary, we will swim.
What's going on out there?
Let's go see.
Soldiers, British soldiers.
Those flags, they are waving. Blue and white flags.
Stars of David. God in heaven, the Palestine Brigade of the British 8th Army.
Let's get closer.
Oh, stop pushing.
Don't crowd, you get to turn. We all want to see.
Oh, she's alive. She's alive. My wife is alive. Oh,
what is he screaming about? His wife is alive. Can't people have luck and thank God?
The British reconnaissance cars of the Jewish Brigade had become a mobile post office, a lost and found department. Inmates of various camps and hospitals across Europe had written their names and addresses on the cars. In a matter of seconds, hundreds of people swooped down upon the cars, searching feverishly with nervous fingers among the many languages for that familiar name that would spell the resurrection of a loved one.
Oh, my father, my father.
Officer, please. This name, Gerrit. Lucia Weiss, Gerrit Reed. Where's that?
That's a hospital. We were there last week.
How does one go there?
Perhaps the Central Committee will help you.
I doubt it. This whole camp will soon be on the move, looking for relatives.
Oh, don't worry. Start your journey. Help will come.
It's not for me. I'm asking for a young friend.
No one is young who has gone through this. He will find his way.
Vilek was right. Hundreds of men and women set out on a march across Europe to cities, camps, hospitals, searching, seeking, hoping to find a husband or a wife, a sister or a brother, a parent or a child.
Kommen Sie herein?
Bitte, I am looking for my...
Sit down and wait your turn. Next. Next.
Bitte, I am looking for my sister, Lucia Weiss. I was told she is in this hospital.
One moment. Weiss. Leon, Lily? No, Lucia. Huh? She's not here.
Where is she? Where did they take her?
Those who recovered sufficiently were taken to Camp Feldafing.
But that means she can walk?
Probably.
Feldafing. Thank you. I will go to Feldafing. Peter, where is the office of the registrar?
In the Russian barracks, those buildings over there.
Russian barracks?
Oh, the Russian prisoners of war were housed there.
This is a beautiful place. The drive through the mountains was magnificent.
Where are you from?
I come from Landsberg.
Oh, from Landsberg. That is a good place, I hear. They are organized with committees by the dozen. One of our girls went to Landsberg just yesterday. She found a brother there. Maybe you know him. Weiss, Marek Weiss?
Lucia. She left. When did she leave?
Well, this morning.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, where are you running? Come and have some soup with me. 250 calories. Hey, calories from UNRWA.
I suggest we wait in Willick's room. That is the first place Marek will rush to. Willick is the father image.
You'll soon find out, Lucia, that Abrasio talks too much.
That depends on what he says.
You see, my charm has already reached her.
Wherever there is a beautiful woman, there is Abrasio with his charm.
Don't be bitter, my friend. Just do your best. You are an intellectual. I am charming.
Here is Marek.
Lucia's here.
Yes, Lucia's here.
Oh.
Well, where is your greeting?
Lucia.
Oh, Marek. Darling. Oh, look at him. Hmm? He's a man. I didn't expect to see a man.
Oh. It is a well-known fact that men from little brothers grow.
Marek, why didn't you tell me Lucia was beautiful? What was the big secret?
I didn't know she was beautiful. She was my sister.
Now we leave the family alone. We'll see you later.
Family.
Oh,
Lucia.
Marek, my little brother, let me look at you. Oh, my God.
Lucia, promise me you won't get upset.
Bad news again? What did they tell you at the American consulate?
Nothing we did not know before. With tuberculosis, they won't take us in anywhere.
Oh, but I'm so much better. I can even work. Marek, please don't stay here because of me. Go to America.
Lucia, I have been thinking. Suppose we try to go to Palestine after all.
That's what you really want, isn't it?
Let me try to explain how I feel. I used to think I was a Pole. So did you. 6 million people who thought of themselves as Poles, Germans, Czechs, Frenchmen, discovered one terrible day that they were just Jews. That's why we need Palestine. We must build a refuge there for the handful that are left. We must save the plants that bear the seed for a continued Jewish life.
But it isn't as though we can go there. Palestine is not yet a Jewish state.
We'd get there somehow.
You're an optimist like Abrasia. Suppose we get caught.
That's possible.
We might get separated again.
That's a terrible thing to
say. But it could happen.
I'll ask Abrasia to talk to you about it. If he isn't too busy talking to you about other things.
Oh.
You know what I mean.
Oh, he enjoys being kind to me, that's all. He'll never convince me about Palestine, however.
Why not? Please, Lucia, why not?
Because I feel I just can't struggle anymore. I've had enough of turmoil. Oh, I need peace and quiet.
That's because you're so weak. When you get stronger, you'll feel differently. Lucia, I feel I must speak to you about something.
Yes, what is it?
You know that Abrasia is married?
Oh, yes, he told me. He hasn't heard of his wife in years.
But the news may still come.
Yes, I know. Oh, don't look so solemn.
It's a serious thing.
No, not yet. It's not serious yet.
I am your brother. I must protect you.
I appreciate it. But if you protect me too well, you may be left with an unmarried sister on your hands.
Lucia, is that brother of yours giving you trouble? You look serious.
No, not at all. Where have you been? What have you got there?
I brought you something. Be careful now. Gently.
Now, what is it? What? Oh, an egg. An egg. Oh, thank you.
What did you have to give for it?
Only my birthright and my second best pants.
You're so kind, Abrasia.
Well, we have to make her strong. Palestine needs strong women.
Lucia isn't going to Palestine.
What's that? Where else can she go?
We'll go to America when Lucia is cured.
And Marek will be a pharmacist.
All of a sudden, one becomes a pharmacist in America. He will have to go to school there.
There are organizations who will help us get started.
Lucia, are you serious about going to America?
Yes, I am. I hope you will come with us.
Thank you, but it is out of the question. I feel I must help to establish a land where our people are not the minority, to be cut to pieces at the will of every madman. We need a nation who can speak for us among other nations.
I can't see that far ahead of Russia.
It's not so far as you think. The nation of Israel is being born right now, here in these camps, by the will and the spirit of the people who cannot be crushed.
Apparently, Mark feels the same way. Perhaps we'll go to Palestine after all.
Impossible. Even if we got there alive, Lucia couldn't stand the frontier life.
Right so. Lucia is very, very delicate.
Where did you come from?
Shh, what's the matter? What are you hiding under your coat?
Not so loud, please.
Ah, the professor has been to town.
Shh, keep your voices down. I have liberated a bottle of wine.
Tonight we celebrate.
Yes, I have news.
Good news? Tell us quickly.
New schools of higher learning are being organized by the Joint Committee and UNRWA. There is an opening for me in Italy.
Italy? Oh, how marvelous.
You aren't going to Italy.
I will if Lucia and Marek will come with me. Marek will continue his studies there. The Joint Committee will subsidize him. Lucia could take the cure. I would teach. And we would wait for visas to America.
You too, to America?
While we are dreaming, my friend, we might as well be flexible. If we had a choice and had to make a decision, there are arguments on both sides.
Please, no philosophy.
No. Let's hear what Willek has to say.
Ah, the mood has passed. I'm too sober.
Go on, talk.
Well, I was just going to say that we don't know what faces us in Palestine. It may be more sensible to go where you know you can make out, where each man can make his contribution in his own way.
Please, Abu Rasha, come with us.
No. I go to Palestine and make a safe place for all of you.
There is no such thing as a safe place for a special group. Wherever we are, we must work toward making the whole world a safe place for everyone.
You have made your point, Professor. You are a smart man.
And you are a brave one.
And you're both right.
Don't worry, Abrasha. Wherever we are, we will never stop working to make Palestine a Jewish state.
So you are all leaving. And this is the end for us?
Every end brings a new beginning. Each of us is beginning a new life. And with God's help, it will be a fruitful one.
For the first time, I see the purpose of philosophy. Let's have a drink.
Glasses? Where are the glasses?
I brought some paper cups.
Good. Now, I make a toast. To the new beginning, wherever it may be.
Amen. Yes, it was a new beginning, all right. Abrasha had news of his wife the following day.
And Marek suddenly fell in love, got married, and started a family of his own.
And he hasn't stopped yet.
And see what happened to us.
Yes. In a fit of springtime insanity, I gave up my glorious bachelorhood.
And lived happily ever after. Would you like some more coffee?
Yes.
If you would like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we take great pleasure in presenting Mr. Charles Rosengarten of Waterbury, Connecticut, President of the United Synagogue of America and a member of the Board of Overseers of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Mr. Rosengarten.
We have just heard Willek say, wherever we are, we must work toward making the whole world a safe place for everyone. That expression paraphrases what Israel's sages and prophets many centuries ago preached and strove to bring about through the establishment of the kingdom of God on earth. This aspiration, in its broadest implications, is the essence, the crystallization of Judaism. Throughout the ages, Jews clung tenaciously to that ennobling, purposeful ideal. Despite the Hitlers of our day and all the cruel vicissitudes other inhuman minds during the past two millennia could contrive to displace, to torture, and slaughter countless millions of them, yet their faith, their sense of mission, was ever deep and strong. It was that faith that enabled at least remnants of Jewry to withstand all the barbarities inflicted upon most of their generations. Because of the willingness of our forebears to suffer martyrdom rather than surrender their beliefs, and surely because it must be God's will, Am Yisrael Chai, the people of Israel, lives. We in these free and blessed lands of the United States and Canada are equally determined that the people of Israel shall survive. We here in the very building of Jewish educational institutions and houses of God are making our contributions to the cultural and spiritual enrichment of these, our beloved countries. And simultaneously, with steadfastness and solidarity, we are and shall maintain a spiritual oneness and kinship with our brothers in Israel's ancient land. First, because we have solemnly committed ourselves to do so in the vow contained in the 137th Psalm, in which we said and say, If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget its cunning. Let my tongue cleave to my mouth, for I remember thee not, if I set not Jerusalem above my chiefest joy. Then again, in addition to other vital considerations, we have an abiding faith that once again out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of God from Jerusalem. To these objectives we have dedicated ourselves with all our hearts. We have done so because we believe that it will ultimately make of the world a better, safer place for all mankind.
Thank you, Mr. Rosengarten. Eternal Light Drama today, A New Beginning by Rhea Weinstein. Cantor David Putterman sang the liturgical music. Featured in the cast were Vilma Cura, Brett Morrison, Peter Fernandez, Leon Janney, Alastair Duncan, Nina Hansen, Bob Hastings, and Fran Streetinger. The singer was Hannah Amsterdam Kligfeld. Your narrator was Bert Cullen. This is Mel Brandt. The program is directed by Daniel Sutter and presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This is the NBC Radio Network.